grieve. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save.
Good morning, Wesley families. I'm so happy you join us today in our worship. You see my mask, I have a new one, so I just want to try with this mask and the microphone together, because when we resume our in-person worship, whenever I stand here to protect you, I'm going to have my microphone with my mask. Is it working fine? Oh, yes. Then, let's greet one another. You are at the right time, in the right place, with... Amen. Amen. So happy we can worship God together. Today, our liturgist is Bruce Kramer. He's going to lead us in our worship. Let's gather our mind in one spirit and worship God together.
Just a moment before we do the call to worship, I just want to mention, as your head of ad council and somebody who's also on the church reopening team, maybe just a comment on what's going to happen in 2 weeks as we do our first trial of reopening. First off, I want you to know that as we surveyed the congregation, of the responses we got back, roughly half said, yes, let's get together, and half said, oh, let's not do that yet. It's not ready yet. So, you know, in all these times, there's not 100% a right answer or a wrong answer. Overall, we're going to work on that phrase, abundance of caution. So we're going to take it small steps at a time. One of the biggest things I want everybody to hear is do what you feel most comfortable with, and there's no hierarchy. You get no extra points for coming. You get no extra points for staying home. Do what you feel most comfortable with. If you're high risk, probably not a great idea to be coming in here. This would be a perfect time to continue to worship together in our virtual Facebook setting. One other comment, when you do come in, we are going to have some new rules. One of those will be masks are required. Now, I happen to get to take mine off because I have this high-tech space-age shield in front of me that nebulizes and makes all the viruses just disappear. So I can do that for right now. But if I was on the other side of that shield, I'd have a mask on. So if you do come in, we will be asking everybody to keep their mask on the entire time they're in the sanctuary or in the church building. If you're uncomfortable with that, that would be a perfect cue to say, I should stay home on Facebook. Because if you do come in, I will let you know if you choose to take your mask off, we will politely ask you to put it back on. We have to be concerned about everybody here. And I know it's easy to get into discussions, is that right, is that wrong? We are going to err on the side of being cautious for everybody. So just again, pick where you feel most comfortable. We are going to have a limited number of people who can come in. We're going to start with a very small amount because we're going to test, kind of walk before we run. So there'll be a sign-ups. You'll be hearing more about that over the next couple weeks. If we do happen to fill up or you go to reserve and we're filled up, it's okay. We'll have bigger spaces sometime in the future. But just want to ask everybody just their appreciation for understanding kind of where we're at, and let's all take this together one step at a time and keep everybody safe. All right? Thank you. So, I think X is supposed to get up here and do the call to worship, so why don't I go ahead and do that? Oh, I do have to say one more thing. Special call out and shout out to Allison, who's in the back, and because it is her last Sunday doing the sound system with us. She's done wonderful, faithful service. Big round of applause wherever you're at. Yell woo-hoo, jump up and down, do a little dance. Thank you, Allison, for all your wonderful service for all these weeks. Now, let us come to a time of worship. Bring your lives, bring your gifts. We are all welcome here. Bring your hopes, bring your dreams. Our hopes and dreams are inspired by God. Bring your prayers, bring your praise. We gather to worship in love.
Abel, verse 1 and 3. Amen. Please be seated. It is time to share our joys and concerns. During the week, we have a few people who have birthday this week. Today, it is Pam Klotfelter and Steve Downs' birthday. Congratulations. Happy birthday. And this coming Thursday is Tim Swingle. And Friday, Sadie Wendelkin. And Saturday is Megan Klotfelter. Happy birthday. And this coming Wednesday is Fred and Renee Duncan's anniversary. Congratulations. I hope you have a meaningful and beautiful day. Anniversary days. And I have a couple of joys that I want to share with our Wesley families. Judy, she becomes a great grandmother. Congratulations. Oh, where is she over there? Yes. The baby is fine and the mom is fine. So cute. You may find the baby's picture on her Facebook. Could you clarify that Sierra's older sister? Oh, yes. Sierra's older sister. Sierra is not yet there. Okay. So. And a couple of weeks ago, I asked for your prayer for Carol Finnicum. She was tested positive to coronavirus, and now she is free, and she went back home. Back to her rooms. That is a huge joy. And thank you so much for your prayers, but please continue to pray for her as well. And I want to mention today that I want to ask for your prayers for all the business leaders and retail workers, and so many essential business workers. So they have to see and meet in person and do their work, but still, it's scary out there with the virus. They have to deal with many kinds of people, so please remember them in your prayer. And as we are planning to resume our in-person worship pretty soon, please remember our returning team in your prayer. We ask for your prayer for wisdom and guidance from God. Everything is ready. If you come to church, you may find so many signs and guidelines, and 2 video clips are ready. We are ready. Everything is ready. But we want to approach this carefully. So please remember that it will be announced pretty soon. Now, let's gather our mind and pray together. Dear God, you have called us to be not only your servant, but also your partners in creation. You call us to come close to you every day, and you encourage us and empower us in your love to go forth in your grace. Give us strength, the strength to love more and forgive others and accept the differences of others in order to love more and more, make our circle of love bigger and bigger by the power of yours. We pray that you would guide us on our faith journey. Help us. Help us not to shrink before all the things happening around us. Help us to find you speaking to us, guiding us, and empowering us. And help us to see and treat other people as you love them. And provide us inner peace, inner serenity, which exterior things can never bring. The world never give us. Make us grow to know more and more the plan, purpose that you have in our lives. Remember the people who are shrinking and scared in this season. And remember the people who have to go out and meet the people and deal with so many things. And remember the people who have to make decisions. Let them feel you. Provide them your wisdom and guidance. God, we need you. We need you every day. Be with us. And help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father.
Let us sing together, "Here I Am, Lord," verse 1.
My hand will save. bright, who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard your calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me.
Be reading from the scripture in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, 4, 7, and 10. It's a shortened version of Moses at the burning bush. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of a fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. When the Lord saw he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses!" And he said, "Here I am." Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Sterlingites, the Dixonites, the Poloites. All those ites were out there. The cry of the Israelites has come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppressed them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It's been a while, and I want to speak to you, our Wesley children. So we just heard the scripture reading about Moses. Oh, how are you feeling these days? I bet, it's not that fun, right? So many things. You can't see your friend. If you happen to see your friend, you have to wear this kind of mask. Oh, it's not that pleasant. I sound really weird. And I bet some of you, your family canceled your vacation, and you can't go, and you can't do, and you don't want to do that, boom, 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 boom. Everything is canceled, and it's boring, right? And let me tell you, you may find that story in the Bible, Moses. So we have a ship here. Oh, it's so cute. If you have just one, but Moses probably have more than one, maybe a dozen, maybe 100. That was his work. His work, okay, it is just like this. Once you get up in the early morning, oh, where are my sheep? Where are my sheep? I need to work with them. I need to give them something to eat, something to drink. Oh, it's lunchtime. Oh, it's really hot. Okay, after lunch, I gotta go find for them to eat something, to eat something, to drink. Oh, it's evening. I gotta find somewhere to sleep. Boom. And the next day, again, again, and again, and again, 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 and again. Oh, I think it must have been really boring. But you know what? Even that boring time, it's not fun at all. God was there. If you feel really bored, I don't like that. What's happening? I want to see my friend. I want to have fun, but I can't. Just like Moses, you may find God very next to you. And let me just remind you, God loves you, and God wants to speak to you. So whenever you feel boring, bored, remember this sheep and Moses. And please follow me in prayer. Loving God, we know you love us. These days, we find so many things are boring, and we can't do so many fun stuff, and we can't see our friends many times. But even in this time, we know and we learned, just like you met Moses, you are always with us. Help us find you and help us know your love more every day. Amen. So today, we find one of the most miraculous scenes in the Bible, the burning bush. While Moses led his flock in Mount Horeb, God spoke to him in the flame of fire in the middle of the bush. There are not a lot, but some bushes in the wilderness here and there. And Moses, he knew that. He was working there every day. It was his routine from early morning to the evening, every day for decades. And he has seen bushes so many times, maybe a thousand times. And Moses, at the moment when he saw the burning bush, he could have simply said, "Oh, there is a burning bush. Interesting. Hey, but I have seen that. That's fine. And I have a lot to do. I am tending these sheep. I'm so busy. I have so many things to take care of." And he could have just passed the place. But instead, we find Moses was curious and intrigued. And he goes over to the burning bush. He's paying attention to what's happening around him. I think we find, a lot of us, we find we are not or paying less attention to what's going on around us in our daily routine. Okay, I know that it's happening. I have seen that. And we might have missed the burning bush entirely when God is about to speak to us. And we need to know, when Moses is paying attention, he goes close to it and looks into it. When he gets there, he hears God speaking to him. "Moses, Moses, take off your shoes because you are standing on the holy ground." And I love this picture. I love this picture of God speaking through the burning bush. You know what? During the week, I come to the sanctuary where nobody is here. I sit here and there thinking of you with my mask on. And I pray, "God, I know this is your holy ground. Please make it real. Please consecrate every single seat and every part of this church, and remember the people who sat in this pew and that pew when we had in-person worship. So they may feel your presence every day, no matter where they are. And they may hear your voice every day." And you know what? Wherever you are, when you come to meet God, that becomes the holy ground. Then the question is, are we up for it? Are we up for stepping on the holy ground every day? Sometimes we approach worship so casually, it becomes a part of the habit. Okay, it's Sunday morning. Okay, we go and turn your computer on or iPad on. Sometimes then I wonder if I am preparing my heart for a holy encounter. Because if we are not really anticipating or looking for, we are just coming and missing a holy encounter. Then I think about my grandmother on my mother's side. My grandmother, she had 5 children, 5, on her own, like a single mom. She was a farmer, and she had to raise them alone. She worked really hard, days and nights, from Monday through Saturday. But Saturday night was her own time to prepare the worship. The next morning, she polished her one nice pair of shoes, not Sunday morning, because she thought she has to prepare her mind for worship. So Saturday evening, she polished her shoes and ironed her dress, and she prepared everything for worship because she was going to meet God Sunday morning, and something profound is going to happen. And she wanted to be prepared for the holy moment. Maybe that's why I don't make any appointment Saturday afternoon, unless that is really important. I revisit my sermon and pray. If I have anything Saturday afternoon, I feel it. I feel that Sunday morning, I'm not that prepared. And let me suggest to you, I am suggesting you that maybe we approach worship and the time of prayer every day thinking that we are going to meet the one that is consuming the fire. You may find a time during the day or a place in your home or workplace, and you may set an alarm, and it will be your holy ground to meet God, the God of the universe. And we approach worship and prayer with that sense of reverence and awe. And I believe if we do that, God is going to do something profound in you and me. And the next line of the scripture is, I think that is very moving. It says, I am the God of your father, Abraham's father, Jacob's father, Isaac's father, and Moses at the time. He was hiding his face because he was afraid. He was so afraid to look at God. Then God says, I have seen you. I have seen my people oppressed in Egypt. I have heard their cries of injustice. I know their pain. I know their worry. I know their brokenness. All the things happening. And I'm going to rescue them from Egyptian. And what's the next word? God said, so now, go, Moses. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelite, out of Egypt. I love it. I love this part. It's great and beautiful. Because first of all, what it says is, our God, the God of the universe, has seen our pain, our worry, and God has heard our cries for deliverance. And God knows the suffering, worries, and weariness in this pandemic era we experience. And God sees, God hears, and God has compassion for us. And the God who created the universe, God has seen, God has a lot to do. God has millions of other things to take care of, ruling the universe, and God still has an interest in what happens around us and cares about those of our sufferings and pains and brokenness in our world. That is touching. So I want to encourage you and me to find our burning bush in our lives. The moment you encounter God in your prayers, in your meditation, in your smile, in your word, in your ministry, when you feel low, when you feel scared, frustrated, depressed, and even angry, we need that burning bush. And we need to feel God who cares for you and me. We need that more than before in this pandemic era. And we see the next important things. Theologians call that the doctrine of providence, how God works. God sends people. Sometimes God sends the most unlikely people. God sends this 80-year-old Moses who already fled from Egypt and who had a death sentence. If he goes there, he would be killed. And God sends this shepherd who is the bottom line of their socio-economic scale. And God is sending him to go back. Go back. Get going. And I'm sending you. I love it. I love it. Because I feel like this is what God is speaking to me. The most unlikely person to do God's work with God's precious people like you. And this is, God is speaking to all of us. Every day, I think God speaking to us. Get going. I am sending you. When there is suffering, when there is hardship, when there is pain, when there is a neighbor who feels lost and broken, and there are people hungry in places, God sees, God hears, and God knows, and God has compassion. And then, what does God do? God doesn't send an angel. God doesn't do some miraculous way. Sometimes God does. The way God works is God speaks to God's people like you and me. Get going. I am sending you. Then the question is, how do we look and hear the burning bush in our lives? How do we find that? The answer can be various. You may feel it through your prayers. You may feel it by reading the Bible. You may feel it when you make a conversation with somebody else. And you may feel it, the burning bush, when you listen to this sermon now. And the thing is, we need to pay attention. We need to come close to it. It is not usually so dramatic like the bush that is burning but not consumed. And Moses, he knows there are fires sometimes in the wilderness. And Moses could have just passed it, missed it, if he was not paying attention. And here is what I see. When you hear, we are sending cards, card ministry, to cheer them up and celebrate with our Wesley members for something important in their lives. When you are helping, feeding our children and body bags to those who need meals on their table. When you have somebody you know they need your prayers and support, that might be God's burning bush in your lives. God's calling for you to respond. Or when you feel the nudging of the Holy Spirit that calls you to go on a mission trip, maybe after the pandemic era, that might be a burning bush in your lives that God is calling you. Then who will do that? Somebody like you and me who hears God speaking. I see, I hear, and I know. So now get going. I am sending you. And I'm not just talking about some mission. I'm talking about all God's ministry. Some of you are called to do Sunday school or Bible study. Some of you are called to do administrative roles in our beautiful church. And some of you are called to make a call, to phone call to people who need, who are homebounded or in the hospital or nursing home. And some of you are called to give care to the people in need. What's fascinating in Moses' story is how Moses responded to God. When Moses saw the burning bush and heard God calling him and sending him, Did he just say, yes, sir, I'm ready. Whatever you say, so be it. Thank you, Lord, I'm going right now. Yes. Did he do that? No. No. I know, whenever you hear that in your life, you will do that. But in the Bible, we find Moses says, who am I? I'm 80 years old. I'm old enough. How can I go there? Then God said, don't worry. Don't worry. I will go with you. Then Moses said, what if? What if the Israelites, they don't believe it? What if the Pharaohs, he just tried to kill me? Then God says, don't worry. I will do some miracles for you. I will make it happen. Just get going. Then Moses, he made the final statement. We all know that. And I love that part. Finally, Moses said, Lord, please send somebody else. Please send somebody else. We think Moses is really a huge, big guy, great guy of faith and strong leadership. He is the hero in the Bible, this towering figure of the entire Old Testament. His final word for God's calling was, please send somebody else, not me, God. He was an ordinary person, just like you and me. Moses might have thought he should retire. He's now 80 years old. He wants to get rest. But when he paid attention to God, when he began to trust and follow God, God has done something great. Do you believe that? Do you believe God has a plan for you? Do you believe God will do something amazing in your life? Do you believe God will use you and me? And do you believe God will do amazing work in our church? I do believe so. All we need to do is, God, we are here. Use us. And we need to find our burning bush in our lives. Amen. Every day we hear God speaking to us in our daily lives. And we know and we love the fact God has a plan in our lives and in our church. And we are grateful for all God has done in our lives. With the gratitude for all God has done, let us now present ourselves, our time, and our resources before God. Amen.
Praise God, blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Our prayer of dedication. God of grace and glory, receive the gifts we have received from your hand into the service of this church and the world. Transform our lives into acts of your grace, that we may be bound into one body and one spirit through Christ, the author of our salvation. Amen.
Let us sing together, You Are the Seed, verse 1.
You are the seed that will grow, a new sprout. You're a star that will shine in the night. You are the yeast and a small grain of salt, a beacon to glow in the dark. corn that will bring a new day. You're the wheat that will bear golden grain. You are a sting and a soft, gentle touch. My witness is where you go. Go, my friends, go to the world.
Please join me in an attitude of prayer and receive the benediction. Let us be open to the Holy Spirit, guiding and leading, and let us grow as a member of the Christ body. Let us love with God's love, be at peace within yourself, which God brings in your lives. God will surround you with love. And Christ forgive you and accept just as you are. And the Holy Spirit fill you with eternal life. Today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.
Go forth for God, go to the world in strength. Hold fast the good, be urgent for the right. Render to no one evil, Christ at length shall overcome all darkness with his light.